We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, the point of this, of course, is to get to fair and accurate results.
Well, I think it's because we're pursuing two different theories.
That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator.
There's no indication, really, that any of these lockdowns or any of these mandates have slowed this down.
Do we really want to turn this country into 1980s East Germany?
We got plenty of time to argue over all the political stuff. I'm going to step away from that for just a moment here. I'm Mike Ferguson. That's 610. By the way, Mark Cox just tweeted out. He's like, see you at Satchmo's.
Mark Cox, the Mark Cox. The Mark Cox.
He says, see him. I don't know when, but he says, see you at Satchmo's. Hey, yeah. Mark, let's meet for lunch. What do you say? All right.
Good morning, Mark.
Yep.
I hope you get a really big deer, sir.
That's right.
He's out hunting.
Ah, nice.
He knows
okay,
I love
so.
It.
You ever just say, okay, we're passionate about the news, we're passionate about politics, we're passionate about fighting for what we believe in, but sometimes you just got to unplug and say, I'm stepping back from the front lines for a couple days. And that's what my wife and I did over this weekend. And about 3 weeks ago, she said, we need to take a few days off. And I said, well, you know, at the end of December, we're taking a week off. And, you know, we're just going to go do our vacation. And then she goes, no, we need to do it before then. And as usual, she's smarter than I am. And we did that.
It's good that you know that.
Yes. We just went down to Lake Ozark for a couple days. No news, no social media, you know, no politics.
Gosh,
none of that
so nice.
Was even allowed.
That sounds so nice.
I got to tell you. I mean, Brian, you're a news guy. Do you ever just want to say, all right, no more for this amount of time. I'm doing anything but this.
Yeah, you have to shut it off sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's very important for one of the mental health.
Oh, my goodness. It really is. I mean, it was one of the smartest things we've done because this has been a hell of a year for everybody, but especially for, you know, with me and Rachel. I mean, good Lord, I'm a pretty healthy guy, and I've been in the hospital how many times this year? Between 9 days in the hospital with COVID and then the heart procedure I had to have done and all the times I was in for that. And then I go tear my stinking hamstring because—
Whoops.
I haven't figured out I'm too old to be playing baseball against 19-year-olds. So it's been a rough year. I mean, other people have had it worse. There are other people who don't have their jobs. And they're so I get that. But everybody, I think, should do this. And if you can't run down to the lake for a couple days like we did, which, by the way, wasn't that expensive because it's off season, do something. But intentionally say no, not going to do politics, not going to do news, not going to do social media.
I remember a while back with those no device spas and those no device resorts were getting so popular where you'd go somewhere and they'd take your phone from you for a week or a couple of days. That's
I will tell you the first few
really
hours,
beneficial.
It almost felt like an addiction. You're like, I got to check. Just see. And I'm like,
it
nope.
is.
So we just put our phones in the other room. We're like, turn the ringer off. Nothing whatsoever.
Do you ever try to leave your phone downstairs at home or in a different room at home and then start itching for it 15 minutes later?
There have been some articles that I've read that my wife actually sent to me that people will like feel phantom vibrations.
That is real. That is absolutely real.
It's like, whoa, I had somebody. Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't. But That's why it's, I think it's crucial, because there are people who are so fired up, whether you're a liberal or you're a conservative or whatever it is, that say, I've got to be in the fight. You know, I can't back down. We're fighting. Okay, listen, not one individual person is going to change the world. Mm-hmm. Now, collectively, all of us working together can make a big difference, but it's okay, whatever side of the battle lines you're on, it's okay to step back for your mental health to do that.
Well, and it's okay to step back and not to be irresponsible about your job, but it's okay to step away from your device for 15 minutes, 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be all right. But there are times when I have left my phone in a room while I'm cleaning the house, and I remember that I haven't checked in a while, and I have a sheer, like, moment of sheer panic. Like, what have I missed?
Right. And it was really nice. I mean, I knew coming back into Monday, going back and doing like my normal show in another market and all that kind of stuff, that I was going to be behind. That's okay. The world's not going to end. So that's kind of like my challenge to everybody, is pick out a day or two. I know it's going to be hectic with the holidays. Completely unplug. By the way, a smart boss wants you to take your time off and disconnect from work. If they have any common sense, that's what they will do. They will want you to not, you know, not live for work or politics or whatever. But, you know, if that troll that you fight with on Twitter, but what if they said they need to be owned on Twitter? No, they don't. They really don't. You know, it's okay. It was far more beneficial for us to walk around the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend.
Yeah.
At one point we were just sitting there reading our books, and it dawned on me, for like an hour, nobody said a word. I'm reading my books. I'm a baseball nerd. You know that. I'm reading a biography of Roberto Clemente. Rachel's reading whatever it was she's reading, some novel.
Something very smart.
I'm sure, yeah.
She's reading a very smart person book.
Yes, exactly. But my wife doesn't read books. My wife interacts with books.
Right.
So I knew exactly when something interesting or scary. At one point, I look over and she's upset. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, it's a sad part of the book. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
But no, your point is right. Taking some time to tune out.
Yeah. And so it was one of the best things that we've done. So I'm encouraging everybody, step off of Twitter or Parler. Not that there's a lot of infighting on Parler, but or Facebook or whatever you're on. Don't listen to talk radio. Don't look at social media for the news, just for a weekend, even if it's just a day. Completely disconnect. And I know somebody's going to throw something at me in the building here because I just said turn off media, including talk radio.
Don't do that right now. Wait until we're off the air.
Oh,
right?
I'm thinking a weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe
going to miss American Viewpoints.
Right.
But I'm willing to sacrifice you missing American Viewpoints at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Well, thankfully, we have radio.com around here where you can rewind and get your podcasts if you want to take a day off.
That's right. And you can still subscribe to American Viewpoints. Pretty much anywhere.
You should subscribe.
Absolutely, you should. I mean, what's life going to be like if you don't?
Do it.
Definitely. All right. CDC says, don't go traveling for Thanksgiving. And Americans are like, hold my beer. We're doing it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The CDC says you need to stay home. Don't go to over the hill and through the woods to grandma's house. Don't have grandma come to your house. Don't go to your daughter's house or your son's house. They shouldn't come to yours. Just have a traditional holiday on Zoom. Just kind of like the pilgrims did. Just do it like they did it. But Americans are basically saying, we're tired. We are getting out and about. Now joined by Fox News's Tanya J. Powers. And Tanya, what kind of numbers are we seeing when it comes to travel? Because I don't think it's a matter of like defying the government, but I think it sounds like people are just saying, no, we've been apart long enough.
Yeah, that seems to be what's going on here. Over the weekend, between Friday and Sunday, you had about 3 million people get on airplanes. That's just air travel. Mm-hmm. There was averaged about a million a day that were screened by the TSA to fly last weekend. And that's not even going to be the busiest day. Sunday, this coming Sunday, is expected to be the busiest day of the holiday season. You know, everybody, sort of staggers the trip out, but the trip back tends to all happen at once, you know, after everybody's spent their, you know, week at wherever they went and they're all coming back on Sunday. That's kind of what we're looking at here. If you are thinking about traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, of course, the CDC does say, hey, don't do that. they have basically said, look, if you're gathering with friends and family who don't live with you, you can increase the chances of getting or spreading COVID-19 or the flu for that matter, because now we're into flu season. As far as travel goes, they have a kind of a checklist sort of thing on their website. Questions that you can ask yourself to help you decide what is best for you and your family. Some of these include, are you someone in your household or someone you'll be visiting at increased risk for getting very sick from COVID-19? Remember, age is not the only factor here. If you're only saying, oh, well, nobody's above so-and-so age, you also have to think about immunocompromised, people who may have certain medical conditions, ones that you may not even know about that might put them at risk. Think about that kind of stuff. Are cases high or increasing in your community or the community that you're heading to? Same for hospitals. Are hospitals in your community or the destination overwhelmed with patients who have COVID-19? You can actually check these things on state and local public health department websites. You can find out what the requirements are when you travel, if the place you're going has restrictions for travelers. If the answer basically to any of these questions is yes, they say, well, you should really think about making other plans. Do your traditional pilgrim-like Zoom Thanksgiving or something that would keep people a little bit safer. Because remember, when you have large events or even gatherings where, you know, you've got a bunch of people in a private home or whatever, if someone's infected and gives it to someone else, there's going to be a lag time. So in 2 or 3 weeks, that's when we'll see cases rise. In a couple of weeks from that, that's when you see hospitalizations. And so by the end of the year, you know, it would not be unfathomable to think about, okay, here's where the case numbers could be by that point.
And when you talk about the, you know, possibly 3 million people traveling this coming weekend after Thanksgiving, how does that compare with years past? I mean, obviously, it's a big spike for this year, but yeah. is that close to what's normal, or are we still traveling less than we normally would during the beginning of the holiday season?
No, we're still traveling way less. I think it's down by half is the thing that I was reading earlier today. I was kind of scanning a lot of different numbers, and I believe it is expected. It's down something like half of normally what it is. Generally we see, you know, a lot more than a million passengers screened by the TSA in a day. I think it's usually something like 2.5 million instead of 1 million a day. something like that, if I remember my numbers correctly. So, yeah, it's down a lot. Most people who are planning to go anywhere for this Thanksgiving holiday are going to do it by car. That's like 95% of the travel that's going to be happening, according to AAA and their forecast. You know, but still, that's even down like 4%. But again, you've got a lot of folks who are, you know, planning to go by car if they go by anything. So,
yeah, we're visiting with Tanya J. Powers from Fox News. And Tanya, I just got to guess that there's a lot of fatigue. People are saying I've been kept away from my family and my friends the better part of all of 2020. Forget it. I'm taking a calculated risk. We're just going to do it. We're not being told to stay apart anymore, for good or for ill. That's, I think, a lot of what's happening right here.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people are tired of the separation. I mean, goodness knows I am. Nothing would make me happier than to get on a plane and go hug my mama. But, you know, that's not a good idea for me or her at this point. So you again, back to the CDC's sort of questions checklist, you really kind of have to take into consideration, you know, not just is it safe for you, but is it safe for the people that you're going to be around? And also take into consideration, you know, how Thanksgiving holiday is and the Christmas holiday and any of the year-end sort of stuff that you go to. Somebody always pops up that you don't know is going to be there. You know, right? It's, you know, oh, the neighbors came over to say hi or whatever, you know.
There's always some degree of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation exactly. Somewhere in there. It may not be the guy in the robe who's pumping the stuff from his RV, but there's something.
Yeah, so I mean, take into consideration, yeah, there could be people that you may not have counted for who could still be, you know, at like a risk factor. You know, you could be putting somebody else at risk or they could be putting you at risk, depending on the situation. Just think about it very, very carefully according to what the CDC says.
Yeah, what's right for you may not be right for me and vice versa. So, you know, just it's going to be fascinating to see what the result is, you know, here in a few weeks. And hopefully, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, saying, hey, we know the risks, you know, we'll use common sense and somebody is going to be infected, but there's going to be a lot of people who have just a good holiday season and glad that they got together and got to see people again. There are other aspects of health as well. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News. Hey, good talk to you again. Thanks so much for the update.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Tanya J. Powers. All right. We got plenty of time to get back to the politics of everything. A couple questions still ahead. Would you take the COVID vaccine as a condition of being able to fly? There's an airline that's now putting that out there. Also, totally non-political. I just saw something weird with how an animal was being treated over the weekend. I thought it was wrong, but I know there's people disagree with me. I'm curious what you think. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For like a week. So then, you know, after not letting him out for the first, you know, 2-3 months of our time together, and then letting him out, he just was unbearable. He's like, hey, you let me out once, why not again?
Yep.
So my dad said, you know, I've got that corkscrew looking thing that you can put into the yard, and then the long cable that is made for dogs. And then I got that, that specific kind of harness so he won't get hurt, because if it's just a collar, he might get caught in one of the trees out back or something. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a few trees. And then it's a good setup for him. I mean, I go out there and read a book, and he's just eating grass like a cow, and he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
Okay. So
you know, I think in the right circumstance, I know one thing for sure. He likes it a lot better than if he didn't get to go out at all. That's for sure.
Okay. So Marty's saying, all right, there's a place for it. All right. Still got time. Get your thoughts on this. So we kind of got one vote to one vote here. 866-455-9797. What do you think, Tricia? One more.
We can do one more call here
before the break. All right.
Sure.
All right. So let's do that. And then we still got plenty of time after this. Julie's up next. All right. Julie, we're not talking about a leash here. We're talking about just a chain on the collar.
Yeah. I would,
I definitely think that is wrong to do to a cat. You know, I own cats, and they do like to go outside, but I wouldn't put them on a chain on the collar. Like the previous caller said, you have to have the right sort of collar, kind of keep an eye on them. And, you know, the fact that they keep their dog in that small chicken coop makes me feel that maybe they're not keeping an eye on them as much as they should. And, you know, you were there at this time of year, but what happens in the winter? Does this cat stay out all year long? I mean, do they ever bring them in? We don't know what goes on there. And in the comment earlier about walking the cats, so we've got some kittens since we've been kind of quarantined and can't go anywhere. And our cats cry every time we leave the house because they've only known us to be home. I actually bought a stroller for the cats, and we go for a walk every day.
You're that person.
I'm that person. But you know what? They love it.
I
put them in the stroller. They have their harnesses. They're tethered. We keep the top down, and we ride around the neighborhood, and they love it. Every day at 4:30, they're at the back door crying because they want to go for a walk. It's good for them. They get to see the neighborhood, and I get some exercise, so it's a win-win.
Nice. Okay, thanks, Julie. Appreciate the call. All right, so two votes say this was not cool. One vote says no big deal whatsoever on this.
I'm digging that cat stroller
thing. I would actually love to take Rosie for a walk around the neighborhood, but everybody loves walking their dogs, and so it would be a disaster in the making to do that. All right, I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. What do you think? Chaining up the cat, good, bad?
For like a week. So then, you know, after not letting him out for the first, you know, 2-3 months of our time together, and then letting him out, he just was unbearable. He's like, hey, you let me out once, why not again?
Yep.
So my dad said, you know, I've got that corkscrew-looking thing that you can put into the yard, and then the long cable that is made for dogs. And then I got that that specific kind of harness so he won't get hurt. Because if it's just a collar, he might get caught in one of the trees out back or something. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a few trees. And then it's a good setup for him. I mean, I go out there and read a book, and he's just eating grass like a cow, and he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
Okay. So
you know, I think in the right circumstance, I know one thing for sure. He likes it a lot better than if he didn't get to go out at all. That's for sure.
Okay. So Marty's saying, all right, there's a place for it. All right. Still got time. Get your thoughts on this. So we kind of got one vote to one vote here. 866-455-9797. What do you think, Tricia? One more.
We can do one more call here
before the break.
For
all right.
Sure.
All right. So let's do that. And then we still got plenty of time after this. Julie's up next. All right. Julie, we're not talking about a leash here. We're talking about just a chain on the collar.
Yeah. I definitely think that is wrong to do to a cat. You know, I own cats, and they do like to go outside, but I wouldn't put them on a chain on the collar. Like the previous caller said, you have to have the right sort of collar, kind of keep an eye on them. And, you know, the fact that they keep their dog in that small chicken coop makes me feel that maybe they're not keeping an eye on them as much as they should. And, you know, you were there at this time of year, but what happens in the winter? Does this cat stay out all year long? I mean, do they ever bring them in? We don't know what goes on there. And in the comment earlier about walking the cats, so we've got some kittens since we've been kind of quarantined and can't go anywhere. And our cats cry every time we leave the house because they've only known us to be home. I actually bought a stroller for the cats, and we go for a walk every day.
You're that person.
I'm that person. But you know what? They love it.
I
put them in the stroller. They have their harnesses. They're tethered. We keep the top down, and we ride around the neighborhood, and they love it. Every day at 4:30, they're at the back door crying because they want to go for a walk. It's good for them. They get to see the neighborhood, and I get some exercise, so it's a win-win.
Nice. Okay, thanks, Julie. Appreciate the call. All right, so two votes say this was not cool. One vote says no big deal whatsoever on this.
I'm digging that cat stroller
thing. I would actually love to take Rosie for a walk around the neighborhood, but everybody loves walking their dogs, and so it would be a disaster in the making to do that. All right, I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. What do you think? Chaining up the cat, good, bad?
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.